This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chalmakili. Alabama law forbids ownership of certain species of exotic animals, but that list does not include big cats, wolves, and primates. Federal law restricts the import, export, and transportation of these animals, but it also allows states to set their own guidelines regarding possession of these creatures. Alabama lawmakers are considering changing the state's regulation on exotic pet ownership, and here to discuss this is Nick Patterson, editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Esther.
So, you know, when I read this article, I was reminded of this Animal Planet miniseries called Fatal Attraction that was about people who owned exotic animals and who had been killed by their pets. Hopefully nothing like that has happened in Alabama, but it does make you wonder. If a person is allowed to own a tiger or a chimpanzee, then what types of exotic animals are people forbidden from owning?
That's an excellent question. And of course, obviously, wild animals are wild animals. And so even though we don't mention in this story people getting their faces ripped off or large portions of their scalp taken off by their pets, we do mention some where the animals did, in fact, either by playing or for some other reason, attack their owners. However, in the state of Alabama, you can't own a walking catfish. You can't own a piranha. You can't own a mongoose of any kind. You can't own a wild rabbit or a hare or a deer, elk, moose, caribou, or any kind of coyote, fox, raccoon, skunk, wild rodent, wild turkey from anywhere outside the state.
So I can own a tiger, but I can't own a raccoon.
Or a mongoose.
Okay. In the article, Weld cites a 2007 U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service law that tightened regulations on transportation and ownership of large cats. What did this law do?
Well, this law prohibits any individual who's not exempt from the bill from importing, exporting, and selling certain breeds of animals, including lions, tigers, leopards, snow leopards, things like that, and all subspecies of these animals across state lines and across national borders. What it doesn't do is address the possession of these animals. Instead, it allows the states to make their own laws about who can own what inside the state.
So federal law does not forbid private ownership of these animals. It just forbids the buying, selling, trading of these animals.
Yeah, and you can't bring them into the country. You can't cross state lines with them. But it allows the states to determine what to do about people who actually have them within their borders.
And speaking of the state doing something about that, Alabama lawmakers are trying to tighten the state's regulations regarding exotic pet ownership. What's happening in the legislature?
Well, there's House Bill 172. It was introduced back in February that would amend the current law to include certain species of wild dogs and cats for which there's not a regulated rabies vaccine. And that's kind of critical as a justification for this law, is to prevent the spread of rabies, which is, of course, potentially deadly. The Alabama director of the Humane Society of the United States, who supports this bill, said that really it's not designed to punish people who already own these exotic animals, but really to sort of stem the tide of it a bit, to prevent people from getting additional animals. The goal is to find a way to beef up the existing law, they say, and turn that acquisition process into a little bit of a harder thing to do without harming the animals that people already own.
Just to be clear, they're not trying to take animals away from owners who already own these animals. They're just trying to prevent people from getting future exotic animals that may be able to carry a rabies virus that isn't treatable in the state.
Exactly.
So what happens to the exotic animals that are surrendered or removed from a private ownership situation?
Well, of course, a number of things might happen to them depending on the circumstances of the animal. But there are sanctuaries like Tigers for Tomorrow, which we talk about in North Alabama. They get some animals in. They call it rehoming, not rescuing them. But they're giving them a new home. And so they have 171 animals. Some of them are pretty wild and exotic. They also have chickens, but they have a lot of animals, and they say that they don't all come from bad backstories. They haven't all been malnourished or abused or mistreated in any way. Their argument is that some of these animals just need a good home, and they try to provide one.
And, you know, there are some exotic chickens in the world. They might not be in Alabama, but, you know, somewhere someone might find a chicken very exotic.
That's certainly possible.
Nick Patterson is editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Their latest edition is out today. Nick joins us most Thursdays during All Things Considered. Nick, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me in, Esther.